Spartan Podcast Network presents Are You Gonna Finish That?
I'm Megan Percy.
And I'm Kana Chung.
And this is
Are You Gonna Finish That?
Okay, so today we have decided since first day, when was the first day of fall again?
Saturday.
Saturday was the first day of fall. Okay, so since Saturday was the first day of fall, we decided to opt for a pumpkin spice thingy, kind of a something I never really considered as like pumpkin spice, which is a pumpkin spice smoothie.
Smoothie King is something that I feel like a lot of people from our school enjoy just because it's so close.
Yeah.
It's within walking distance, so a lot of times I've gone there a couple times just after school when I have time, like before my parents come to pick me up or before I have to go to a specific meeting or whatnot, I'll walk down there. It's just very convenient, and so I feel like this is kind of a good thing to review for us, just because people are very much more likely to try this, probably.
Pumpkin spice is a very, it's a cultural thing in America. I mean, we have the pumpkin spice, I mean, lattes aren't American, but, like, I feel like pumpkin spice lattes are American. Like, it's part of the whole
basic idea.
It's one of the main themes of the basic idealism.
Mm-hmm. It's a staple of spooky season.
Pumpkin spice. Yes. So, looking at it, it's like orange brown.
Yeah.
With flecks of spice.
Yes.
We got a 20 ounce because 20 ounce is the smallest, and depending on how good this is, it's either going to be very good that we, because Smoothie King is not inexpensive, and
yes, it's so cool. It's a little bit pricey.
It's either going to be really, really good. How much? It was a
534.
34?
Yeah. I thought it was 30. I don't know. I can't.
Discrimination against me.
Yes.
They made Kana pay less.
4 cents.
Discrimination.
No.
I call out discrimination. No. Just kidding. So, yeah. Any other thoughts?
For this one, when we were ordering, we asked a few questions to someone who was working when we went in. Her name was Sage. She was very nice. And she told us a couple things about it. I think they usually have something like this around this time of year, every year, as far as she's known.
This is one of, like, four or five pumpkin smoothies. This is just the most popular one. It's, if I had to guess, the most unhealthy one.
Yeah, that was something I was surprised about, was how many options there were. There was, like, a vegan one. There was, a light version that's, like, probably a little bit healthier.
But probably not as tasty, so, you know.
Yeah.
After last week, not 2 weeks ago, honestly, I think I would opt for the tastier option over the healthier option, even though pickle shaved ice isn't healthy.
No,
I don't imagine.
I wouldn't say it is. No.
But I mean, I guess Smoothie King. I've always thought of Smoothie King as like a healthier way of doing things. Even though I found out today, much to my dismay, that there is custard in it.
There is.
Like, wow, that's not. No.
Yeah, she said it was pumpkin. There are like assorted spices. Yogurt. That was pretty much the gist of it.
Yeah, that's about it. But it's organic pumpkin.
It is.
And it looks like an orange. It's like an orange brownish smoothie.
Yeah.
It's like.
Fun story. I had my first pumpkin spice latte the other day.
You did?
Yes.
Oh yeah, you told me about that. I've actually, fun fact, never had a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, it was just, I believe, last week. I went out with some friends after school, and it was good. I enjoyed it.
Smelling the smoothie, I'm actually, like, putting my nose to the straw. I'm smelling the smoothie. It smells like spice.
Verify.
Smells like orange spice.
Orange spice?
Pumpkin is orange, and therefore I meant pumpkin spice.
Uh-huh.
pumpkin spice, because pumpkin is orange, I meant. Yeah, so,
I guess basically
smells like pumpkin spice.
Yeah, it smells like what you would expect it to smell like. I mean, typically, probably closer to a pumpkin pie almost is what it resembles, I would say.
Yeah.
Although the color is definitely a lot lighter. It almost looks like a coffee color.
They actually have a coffee
with,
thing.
Like, cream.
I saw it. They have coffee. They have like a coffee thing, but I really don't know how like a coffee smoothie would taste.
Yeah.
I was not curious to find out how a coffee smoothie would taste.
Originally when this idea was introduced to me, Megan had brought it up. And I wasn't sure what to expect, whether it was just, like, pumpkin, like, straight-up pumpkin, or it was more of a pumpkin spice kind of thing, because I felt like that was more of a staple of fall, which it recently just became. But it does seem to, it's more of a pumpkin spice, which I'm not mad at, to be honest. I'm kind of excited about it.
Me too. So I guess we're going to take our first sips, or... drink. I don't. Can you sip out of a straw?
Yes.
That's is that a thing? Straw.
Yes.
I mean, but so. I've never really thought of like sipping out of a straw.
I have. I think.
How do you sip out of a straw? It's like that's sipping. You can't do that with a straw.
Well, not so much sipping, but you can take a sip.
Sip size.
Yes.
Sip is a size, I guess.
Yes. A sip is a.
It's not
noun.
Like.
It's a thing. That one.
Yeah.
Takes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be my explanation of a sip.
Okay, Connor, ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
It's good.
It is.
It tastes like what it smells like.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely feel like there's a strong spice component to it. It almost like overpowers the pumpkin part.
Mm.
And you can feel like the grittiness in your mouth of the spices.
It's what a pump. I mean, at least that means it's 100% real pumpkin spice. upside. It's like a pumpkin spice milkshake. Except you can like tell that there's no like unsweetened sugary stuff. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like.
It's not. It's thicker than I would have expected it to be, I would say. Which I think has to do with, like, the yogurt or custard, whatever she said was in here.
Yeah. There's no milk. Because it's not a milkshake.
That's correct. But I'm a weird texture
eater. But they put ice cream
in
it. What's the difference between a smoothie and a milkshake if you put ice cream in it?
There isn't one. There's
so this is a
maybe
pumpkin
maybe
milkshake.
Like, depending on what it is, because I feel like smoothie is more like fruits, you know.
Zach is guest starring once again.
Smoothie is more like a blended fruit.
It's a lot thicker than I thought it would be.
Yeah, a lot thicker.
Noted. Because
this is a thick boy.
That's the real question. What draws the line between milkshakes and smoothies?
Is that what we're going to get down to?
That's what it seems to be coming down to.
I don't know. What's weirder, the idea of a pumpkin-sized milkshake? I think a pumpkin-sized smoothie is more of a weirder idea than a pumpkin-sized milkshake.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely something. Because when you think of a smoothie, you almost feel... I almost, like, personally, I think of an icier consistency. Almost like a slush.
Slush? I mean, I wouldn't... It's like... It's... More milky than a slush, but like less.
I feel like smoothies
creamier than a
milkshake. Yeah, not as creamy, and I definitely feel like it's not as sweet typically. Like it's more. When I think of smoothies, I think of fruits.
I think of healthiness in general. It's like more healthier fruits, I guess, like bananas and papaya, which I don't.
Are there not healthy fruits?
Well, I mean, I think, like, bananas have... Banana would still be good to smoothie. Like, banana boat. Banana boat from Smoothie King, honestly, like, my favorite. But...
The only smoothie I think I've ever gotten from Smoothie King, besides this one, is green tea and pineapple.
Connor, you need to broaden your horizons.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. Not gonna lie, though, last time it wasn't that great. I've had it a couple of times, and last time I was just disappointed.
How do you put green tea in a smoothie? How does that work?
It's like Well, I know with a lot of things that are green tea, like matcha, it's like a powder, I think, that they put into it.
A powder?
Yeah, like a powder.
Powder.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's the same thing off.
With like
powdered tea is not a thing.
Like when people make green tea, like macarons and stuff.
White people?
Not just white people. not just white people.
People in general.
Yeah.
More discrimination.
More discrimination.
Okay, so sum up thoughts. Very thick consistency. Very spicy, very pumpkin. Trey pumpkin. Trey spice. Basically a milkshake. What is the line? You tell us in the comments below.
I almost feel like I can't take big sips of it because the spice is so, like, in your face.
I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. Like, the spice isn't that, I guess, in your face. I'm just...
Maybe I'm just not a big spice person.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really know. It's not too often that I have it. Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'd like to note that Megan has drank significantly more than I have. Like, twice as much, probably. Jeez Louise, child.
If you weren't aware of what I just did, because you probably weren't.
She just, like, slurped half of it into her mouth at once.
I was doing an experiment to, like, see if you really only need to take, like, a couple of sips, like, you feel like you only need to take, like, a little bit because the straw only lets you take a little bit, or if you can actually take, like, a lot in your mouth. Connor was right. It's more of, like, a feeling thing. You can take a lot into your mouth at one time.
No, you can definitely can put a lot into your mouth. I just don't want to because...
I did it for the sake of science, Connor.
I think I'm starting to get, like, a headache now. Just
how are you getting a headache?
I don't know. I'm sensitive to spices, I guess. I don't know.
So what we've learned today... What we've learned today is the difference between a milkshake and a smoothie, which I don't really think we...
We didn't actually learn the difference.
I don't think we came up with an answer, so leave your answer in the comments below.
We just gained the curiosity of what is the difference between a smoothie and a milkshake. Maybe we'll find out for you guys in our next episode.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring it up. Don't hold us to our word, though.
Yeah, I really wouldn't hold us to that. In the end, do you think it's worth it?
I mean, $5 is a little much for me. It's a pretty decent size, I would say. Smoothie King sizes, like, this is their smallest size, the 20 ounce, and it's still fairly large, I would say. 20 mm-hmm. ounces is a fairly large, small. So, yeah.
I'd say it's worth it, too.
If you like the spice, like, I'm not crazy about it. I don't dislike it. But for me, personally, I don't think I would get it again just because of it is kind of pricey and it's a little bit overpowering for me personally.
I really like it. And I think if you want to try something new, it's good to try. It's not completely unworth it like our previous episode, which is... beyond not worth it. It's just don't
do it.
You'll die.
Would not recommend. 0 out of 10.
negative 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
So yeah, I actually I like it. I don't think it's good enough to like convert you, I guess, from like whatever your normal thing is, but I definitely think it's something you should try.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice treat for the fall season, just something that's different, something, because you do see a lot of stuff like this come out around this time of year with, like, pumpkin spice flavoring and such.
Mm-hmm. I think that concludes our podcast. A little longer than usual, actually.
Yeah.
It's like almost 15 minutes. So, this is Megan Percy.
And this is Connor Chung.
And we are signing off.